From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Union and the U.S. Tuesday urged Turkey to show restraint in its intensive air bombardment against Kurdish rebels, even as the insurgents killed two more Turkish soldiers and a guard. Both the EU and the U.S. said Ankara had a right to defend itself against attacks staged by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK, in southeastern Turkey and northern Iraq. But the EU's enlargement commissioner said the Turkish response must be proportionate and targeted and by no means endanger the democratic political dialogue. The U.S. State Department called on the PKK to renounce violence and re-engage in talks with Turkey, but also said Ankara should respond proportionally in its air campaign. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress. He highlighted a series of goals for the PAC as he spoke during a visit to Singapore.
We are promoting a stable, transparent, and rules-based order for the 21st century that will encourage cooperation among all Asia-Pacific countries. Now, one of the most important parts of our rebalance is our agenda for shared prosperity in the region, an agenda that begins with trade.
That is Secretary Kerry. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visits the White House Tuesday for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on a range of issues. A spokesman for Mr. Ban said the topics that he and President Obama will discuss include climate change and the ongoing military conflicts and humanitarian crisis in Syria and Lebanon. Tuesday's meeting between the two comes as both men have begun promoting two major social initiatives on their agendas. This is VOA News. Forces backing Yemeni President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels Tuesday. It comes as they continue a push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. The pro-government fighters, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al-Anad airbase located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. The head of the Afghan Taliban's political office in Qatar has resigned and issued a highly critical statement that highlights growing internal issues since last week's confirmation of the death of founder Mullah Omar. In a statement released to the media, Tayyip Aga said there were historic mistakes in keeping Mullah Omar's death secret for nearly 2 years and picking his successors outside of Afghanistan. His claim gives credence to the widespread perception that the Taliban's new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansur, was selected with the backing of Pakistan. Hopes of ending India's oldest insurgency have risen with a landmark peace accord in the remote northeastern state of Nagaland. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
After the peace accord was announced Monday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said ending one of the oldest insurgencies is a historic moment. Mr. Modi says he wants to develop a region that is the guardian of India's eastern frontier and a gateway to East Asian countries.
Peace, security and economic transformation of Northeast has been among my highest priorities. It is also at the heart of my foreign policy, especially the Act East policy.
The rebellions in the Northeast have held back the region's development. Mr. Modi believes integrating India with these countries will boost the economy. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The United States is ready to provide a military training to help Nigeria's battle against Islamic extremists. That's according to the leader of a U.S. congressional delegation. Nigeria's military is not outgunned by Boko Haram and needs training, not arms, to defeat the insurgents blamed for the deaths of thousands in three countries. That assessment comes from U.S. Representative Daryl Issa. Issa spoke after his four-person bipartisan delegation met with President Muhammadu Buhari and military service chiefs. The European Union and the United States has welcomed Kosovo's parliament vote Monday to establish a special war crimes court to prosecute former Kosovo Liberation Army guerrillas as a step forward to ensure justice for the victims. The EU Foreign Affairs High Representative Federica Mogherini noted the law was approved despite widespread opposition within Kosovo. The U.S. and EU member states' embassies in Pristina issued a joint statement. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.